It may mean that there's some time separating the carving of the first side with the carving of the second. In other words, it wasn't carved contiguously. It wasn't, all right, carve this. They do one side, and then maybe time passes. And then something else is added to the story, and they take the other side, and they carve it. And if that's true, maybe the story we're telling isn't quite right. I don't know if there's more time between the conquest or something, but there's something funny going on with the palette that maybe future historians will figure out. But it's interesting to me that this is carved by two different people. Now, let me say something about what Narmer has done for Egypt and why it's so important. Narmer has unified Egypt. With a unified Egypt, and Egypt under one king, you can do great things. You can have all the power concentrated in one person. Now remember, Egypt's king isn't just a king. He's a god. He's the falcon. He's Horus. He is a god on earth. Other civilizations had kings in the ancient world, in the Near East, but none had a king who was a god. And if you have all that power concentrated, you don't have to worry about committees. You don't have to worry about making decisions. He says it, it's done. This was recognized very early. For example, if you read Plato's Republic, now Plato, of course, comes much later in history, but Plato in the Republic is trying to figure out what is the best possible government. And he comes up with the answer, a government ruled by a philosopher king. Now, why a philosopher king? Well, the answer is, first, you want a philosopher, because you want justice. And justice, well, who better to figure out what justice is, what's fair, than a philosopher? Why a king? Because you want absolute authority. You want this person who knows what's fair to be able to do it. He snaps his fingers, and it's done. You don't want him to have to go through committees. You want him to just be able to say, yep, let's do it, and it's done. So, as early as Plato, we had a kind of intellectualizing of what Narmer's done, that if you have a strong centralized government, you can do great things. Even later, the British philosopher Hobbes, when he wrote Leviathan, he said, you know, if you don't have authority, you're going to be living in a state that's like a jungle with no law. So he said, the best thing you can possibly do, the best thing you can possibly do is give up your own individual rights, subjugate yourself to a monarch, he called it. Have a king, and let the king dispense justice, because then we're going to be safe. We won't have robbery all the time and murder and this. So Hobbes also wanted a strong central government. And what Narmer has done is he has set up Egypt with this strong central government. We have Upper and Lower Egypt united. We have a ruler who is a king and a god, and he can do whatever he wants. Now, let me say what I mean by he can do whatever he wants. You will remember that Herodotus said, Egypt is the gift of the Nile. To some extent, it is true that part of what made Egypt great is this Nile overflowing. It is. Now, imagine what it must have been like, by the way. You know there are two sources of the Nile. There's the White Nile and the Blue Nile. They flow north, merge at Khartoum, and then become one Nile. It's interesting, by the way. I've stood right at Khartoum where they merge, and you can actually see in the river two different colors. It goes for about maybe 100 yards, white and blue. You can see it. Spectacular. Now, once a year, the Nile used to overflow its banks, around July. Right? And the reason is that you get monsoon season, swelling the waters, you get melting snows from Ethiopia, and it starts rushing. The Egyptians viewed this as a magical event. They didn't understand the source of the Nile. They didn't know what caused it. And every, say, July 6th or so, the Nile would, and this is the sequence, it would turn red because of the topsoil suspended in it moving quickly. It would turn green. It would turn green. The vegetation that moves slower, coming up from the south, and then it would rise 30 feet. I mean, every year, magic. Right? Turns red, turns green, rises 30 feet, overflows its banks. You could grow plenty of crops. Now, with Narmer unifying Egypt and having a central power, you know what he can do and what he does do? He can order the people we are going to grow even more food. How? We are going to dig irrigation canals. So you can marshal the people and say, okay, it's June, let's get ready for the inundation. Everybody starts digging canals. Now, the reason you dig the canals is so that when the Nile overflows, it'll go even more inland, and you'll have more land that you can irrigate, more land that you can grow crops on, and you are going to be able to grow more crops than you could ever imagine. So with NARMR, you get this ability to marshal the forces of Egypt for the benefit of the general good. It's no longer individual people making individual decisions. It is the king calling the shots for the benefit of Egypt. Now, once you've got all this food, think of what you can do. As I mentioned, you can have a standing army. You can feed 50,000 guys who don't contribute to the economy. And if you've got a standing army, they can drill, they can practice. They're not just ragtag pulled together for a battle. These guys are pros. You can have people making weapons. You can keep these guys at the ready. And then when you want, when you're ready, you can march out and beat up any other nation in the neighborhood. And that's exactly what the Egyptians did traditionally. They went out and beat up any other nation in the neighborhood. So I think that because we have NARMR unifying, I mean, he has laid down all kinds of traditions for us of a king and a central government. He's got the crowns, he's got everything. And because of NARMR, we are going to have Egypt ruling the Near East for another 3,000 years. And he is the first king of Egypt. 300 years after NARMR, Egypt will be building pyramids. But that's next time. So I'll see you next time.